Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in New York City, it's Alan Hahn, it's Bart Scott, it's Barton Hahn. It is ESPN Radio, also on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
The Power Hour for the whole show is the Power Hour. It's Wednesday. This is hump day. You get past today. It's all downhill to the weekend, baby. And what do we have this weekend? Foosball, Bobby Boucher. You can play that foosball.
But what we have today, though, is the inevitable.
Too much?
No, never. I love you at 100. I love you at 100. What we have today, though, is something that we were wondering, would this happen? Will it happen? Will it happen? I don't care what the motivation is.
No soup for you.
I don't care what the motivation was. I know we're all trying to figure out what made the Maras wait 2 days and decide to fire their coach.
We shall hear at 1:15, right?
Yes, 1:15. John Mara will speak. We'll get the we'll get his opening comments to you as close to live as we possibly can. Those who are listening in New York and those who are Giants fans,
listen to us. We'll surmise it. Don't leave us to go listen to that. We got you,
and we'll make sure you don't miss a thing. But in the meantime, though, just. It's an amazing thing. So there are six franchises in the NFL that have won four or more championships. Mm. Do you realize that the Giants are the only one of those six that's not in the playoffs this year?
Wow. They won four? I don't know why I had them at three.
Hello?
You think I'm keeping track of the New York Giants? You think I want to?
What would be three? 86, memorable. 90, memorable.
See, I didn't remember 86.
Lawrence Taylor?
That was 86?
Yeah.
Damn, how old is LT?
You don't remember that?
You play with Jesus?
Yeah. You don't remember that one?
86. I was 6 years old, bro. You think I remember that
You're a football player.
Yeah, but at 6 years all old, right. I didn't start playing until I was eight.
Yeah, but I mean, I was a basketball player. I didn't see, you know, the Celtics win 11 championships, but I know they did.
I thought it was later. But that, when was the one that they won against the Bills?
That was 90. That was
right. See, so I remember that. I'm on that.
Scott Norwood.
I'm on that. I'm on
Whitney
the field.
Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. Memorable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was the greatest ever. Maybe.
I mean, that was
recorded.
Unbelievable.
Though, so recorded.
And then, of course, they won the two against Brady's Patriots.
Right. So I had three in my head. I never had four. But okay, I digress.
Okay, but still, it's just an amazing thing. All the franchises that you know have been successful in this league find ways to stay successful.
Yeah.
The Giants have become a laughingstock. Out of those franchises, when do you remember saying, and maybe the Jim Tom Sula error, which is very short, might have made you think, that, boy, the 49ers are a mess, right? That might have been.
I mean, the fart at the press conference, we didn't hear it. Like, we got boomed.
But just the whole thing, that whole, like, it just, that felt like what a weird hire that was.
It was a vortex after Harbaugh
but it
left.
But it didn't last long, and it was quick over, right? Yeah. And then they got, you know, again, Shanahan, and they've been very competitive. When was the, like, think about those franchises and then say to yourself, when was the last time I said that the Cowboys are a laughing stock? Now, the Cowboys may have had moments where they've had drama.
They're underachievers.
They might be chronic underachievers.
Yeah.
But when have you said the Cowboys are a laughing stock franchise?
I never laughed at them.
No, never.
Even they laughs at them, but that's because they come, they fall short. Yeah, it's a different laugh.
That's a different laugh. That's more of a mocking laugh, not one where you're just going like, geez, they can't get anything right.
I think it's empathy. Like, guys are like, oh, my God, like, this is not good for the NFL.
Pittsburgh Steelers. You've never, ever,
three coaches, 15 years in a row, right. Not having a losing season.
Yeah. Nah. New England Patriots. They have never.
They've become that organization, right? They've come from losing to the Bears into like now becoming one of the
most
historic.
They didn't just lose to the Bears.
Yeah.
They did not just lose to the Bears in that 85, in that Super Bowl.
But now it's like weird. Like,
yeah, but when have you, when was the, like, you've never said, boy, the Patriots are a laughingstock, right?
Yeah,
like, think about all the different.
A lot of controversy, but never laughed at them.
Well, all right, fine. But still, not a laughingstock, not a circus, not embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about here. The Giants, out of that group, are the franchise that has done again, four or more franchises. There's only six that have done four or more. So you've done some winning.
Yeah.
But along with that winning, you've done some dumb stuff.
But
and now you wait, and John Mara and Steve Tisch decide it's time to let go of Joe Judge.
Yeah.
None of us can say that that was the wrong decision. I think the criticism is what made you wait? What took so long and what motivated it? Was it media criticism, which means, boy, you got rabbit ears?
Do you want Barsha
Dom is going to make an appearance midweek?
Oh, yes.
All right. What is it?
What it was is I'm sure they went to Joe Judge and said, hey, this is how we're going to go about business. And much like Brian Flores, he wasn't trying to hear it. He still wanted to have control. He still wanted to do some things. So they wanted to see if he was going to be able to, you know, have some concessions. Like when they bring you in, they're like, hey, we're going to go and we're going to get a new guy and you're not going to have as much control. And he probably, I want control of my roster. I want control of this. You know what? This isn't going to work. And listen, I told you before, I believe that he was trying to get fired. You don't do anything.
What?
Listen.
Why would you try to
get
fired?
Because coaches, he's in over his head.
Nah, nobody tries to get
fired. Okay. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Like that?
Urban Meyer tried to get fired. Urban Meyer tried to get fired, right? I think he tried. You don't run a quarterback sneak. That is a mockery of the game.
And you'll hear
twice
it being mocked later on the show.
Exactly. That is a mockery. And when people start, like, the Jets, as a former Jet, I'm used to people in the national media poking fun. Yeah. Oh, same old Jets, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
They don't – it's one thing to be bad. It's another thing to be a joke. And they became a joke. And they became the punchline of people in national media. Not saying that they have rabbit ears and things like that. But I think once, you know, I believe they realized what Chris Canty was saying was true. People did not see this as a good job because they didn't want to arrange marriage.
Right. That's what I
think. And they went to him and said, hey, man, you're going to have to step back, take control. Much like when I remember when Rex, they took a lot of control from him. And that's how we knew they were trying to get him out, but they couldn't because he was beloved. The problem was with Joe Judge, he wasn't beloved by his players. He had no equity because he hadn't won anything here. And I believe the fan base and everybody started looking at him like he was a joke.
He always went with no experience at any level.
Okay.
As a head coach at any level,
and no humility.
And not only did you hire this guy to run an NFL team, but what you did was you gave him the just. See, I'm now of the place where Joe Judge has taken enough of a beating here that it's enough because you take the job if you're him.
You got to kick him in the ass on the way out.
And we did. But now, to me, now you look at ownership. See, there are some people that believe, I was talking to a Giants fan today, our good friend Anthony Pusick, who loves the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And Anthony loves the Giants.
Was he celebrating?
No. And that's the whole idea. So I've heard people say, today's a day Giants fans can celebrate. Hell no, you don't celebrate. Here's why. Because what hasn't changed are the same guys making the decision at the very top who have screwed up the last two decisions.
Are you talking about nepotism?
No, it's not even that. It's just the fact that how could you celebrate something? This is now more anxiety. There's greater anxiety now if you're a Giants fan because are they going to get it right this time? How do I know they will? What proof do I have? The best GM they ever hired was George Young, and that was forced on them by the league all the way back in the 70s because they were then in the 70s. What they are now, laughingstock, embarrassing, and you can't do that with, Greeny called it a heritage franchise. I think it's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Better than saying flagship. Heritage franchise, one of your originals. A franchise like this, it can't be a mockery. It can't be being made fun of on every network possible.
You know who else in town?
And Aaron Rodgers.
You know who else in this town was a heritage organization?
The Yankees?
The New York Knickerbockers. And they became a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
And what had to happen? Dolan had to step back. So if Mara steps back, will he embolden and empower the next general manager to look at his family members and say that they are not worthy of the titles that they have on their desk?
Here's why, and here's what, when you bring that up,
that's the elephant in the room.
Hire somebody, right? Like you said, a football person that's going to then be in charge, and then hire the head coach. You said that, and I'm with you. But here's my next problem: have you seen the list? I'm going back to what I said again. There's certain places where you can hire inexperienced, younger people,
coach or
and think
manager.
It's going to work. General manager.
They have a list.
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple of lists being reported out there. All I'm saying
why
is
why do y'all
this.
Put me in a group text, man? Why the hell I don't get the list? Everybody gets the list
are in
but
the
me.
Group, Every group chat. What you don't do is engage in the group chat, but
I'm always
you should
watching.
At least read
I'm always
it.
Lurking.
I know you are. Streets
I'm
is
a
always
lurker.
Watching. Point is, I feel like certain jobs, you need a resume.
Yes.
This job needs, this especially now, begs for a resume.
Yeah.
I don't see any, I see a lot of young up and coming. Wait, you want to, now you're going to come into this town and run this franchise,
yeah.
And you're a dude that like is like, you know, you're not even 40
Joe,
yet?
Joe Douglas
I'm
was.
Sorry, man.
Joe Douglas
like,
was.
That's what makes me worry.
Joe Douglas was up and coming. He's made some mistakes, you know, but the losing has been such, you know, that in the Heritage franchise, it has to stop now. You have to stop the bleeding now. No more Band-Aids. I mean, you have to go out and look at a Scott Pioli. Look at a Rick Spielman. I mean, he did a good job in Minnesota. You know, I mean, you have to look at a Dorsey. Guys that have done it over and over and over and over again.
I feel like that's just to me. You want to get a young coach, but you bring in somebody who's a GM and he's in charge,
yeah.
Like of the coach too. And they said he's going to be part of the search. That's what they said. The GM's going to be part of the search. If that's going to happen, to me, the inexperience is the part that concerns me the most. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So you can be part of that conversation of where this job, both jobs now, where
is
the Giants
job
rank.
Job?
Is it desirable? And what would you rather, the job you'd rather have ahead of it? But right now, let's go to the Goodyear hotline. Someone who certainly has some blood in the ground in East Rutherford with the Giants. That's Tim Houselbeck who joins us. Tim, how you doing? And, I mean, the inevitable happened, I think. At least I believe it did. But I don't know if you caught any of what I said. But, you know, you've been there, so you know what it's like there. And you certainly know the NFL well. The Giants' job to me at this point and where they are, I feel like you need someone with experience who's going to run football operations. I'm not sure bringing in somebody young who hasn't really ever led a franchise before is the best plan. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I like that general premise for sure. You know, at the same time, you can hire, you know, a young coach if he comes in his interview and says, all right, and these are the guys that I'm going to have on my coaching staff, guys that I've known, that I know that I can work well with, that, you know, maybe in some regards have been almost like a mentor in the profession that I can lean on their experience in terms of, you know, things that you do in terms of how you handle being a head coach. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that, you know, could be a formula that works as well. Here's one thing. John Fox said this to me one time, and I thought it was really interesting from a guy who, and this probably, you know, Giants fans should care about, obviously, with his track record with the organization. He said to me, he's like, you know, what's interesting is when you're a coordinator, he's like, you know, you sit in a dark room and you devise a game plan, and, you know, there's just so much kind of creativity and you're focused on one side of the ball and it's so detail oriented on just that specific plan. And he goes, and then you become a head coach and you almost do none of that. All you are doing is, you know, he basically, you know, in other terms said, all you do is, you know, shovel dog dirt, you know, all day. Once you become a head coach, you know, you're putting out all these other fires. And so I just think you've got to be really, really smart in terms of what are the traits that you're looking for in a leader of your team? Because, like, just going and finding the best offense or the best defense in the league, like, I just don't think that that's what typically translates into a guy becoming a good head coach.
Yeah, that's why I believe that they need somebody with a proven track record, because we've tried the first timers, right?
I just mean in the front office, though, because if he's part of the coaching search, like what Tim is, I don't mean to cut you off, but what Tim explained sounds a lot like what McVay had with Wade Phillips at the very beginning, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody had some experience on the sidelines, who understood stuff, but, you know, could balance it a little bit and take that side of it so he could focus on the offense. But what
and
I meant is
real
the front
quick,
office.
If I can jump in, that guy needs to have no ego like Wade Phillips. Like, that guy needs to be like, yep, like, here's the deal. Like, my time has come as a head coach. Like, I've proved myself. I know what I am. I am a resource and a support to this younger head coach.
Right. I completely agree.
Well, that's what Jason Garrett was supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
And it didn't work out because of the difference in philosophies. And, you know, I just wonder if, you know, the Giants need maybe a calming presence. Not maybe somebody here that's going to be here for a long time, but somebody that's going to try and steady the ship, right? Somebody like a Jim Caldwell, somebody that's been here that has, you know, that has the ability to build a veteran staff. You know, when you think about what Joe Judge said, he said everything correctly, right? He won the press conference, but he didn't have a proven track record. And when he came in, I think he lost a lot of the guys by some of the things that he did, and he didn't handle the media well. So I just believe that maybe, you know, I still love guys like Dorsey that's been out there that's built a team before. I love guys like Pioli that's built a team before. They have to get it right, because if they don't get this one right, the next coach is going to get more than 2 years, because there's no way I can see this organization firing somebody after 2 years for the fourth straight time.
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I first needed to do is call this Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, and then second of all, get Straight Talk from you on this. Is this a good job? Is this a quality job in comparison to the, I guess it's six others that'd be open, especially because it's GM and coach? Where do you rank this where they are right now? Don't have great cap situation, but they do have two top 10 picks in the draft, and they do have some pieces on the roster. So looking at this just overall, where would you put this as a priority job for someone?
It's a great job. It's the head football coach of the New York Giants. Okay, so you know you're not in some crazy remote city. You know, you get to live, you know, in close proximity to New York City. You get to coach in, you know, the biggest market in the United States. You get to work for, an organization that has leadership that is widely respected throughout the league. Oh, look, the Mara and the Tisch families are respected families in the National Football League that many people wish that they could work for versus the people that they are currently working for. It's a good job. No matter what you say about cap situation, finding a quarterback, you know, the current losing culture, all of that stuff. You're still the head coach of the New York Giants, and that doesn't change. So it is a really, really good job. Look, you have to get coach and quarterback right. Like, plain and simple, you have to get it right. And, I thought what Bart said was really interesting about, you know, kind of like this, like a little bit of a calming presence. Here's what I think happened, and I think this happened with Joe Judge, and quite honestly, I think it happened with Brian Flores. You've got to be demanding but not demeaning. And that goes with your players, and that goes with your coaching staff. And you've got to be authentic through the whole thing. Like, you've got to be you. You spend too much time with everybody to not be, and people end up seeing right through it when you're not. And so, those are the things that have to happen. Like, those are non-negotiables. And so, I think ultimately, you've got to find that guy. And so I do think, to the point of a guy who's had experience, somebody who's done that already, I do think is going to interview better, be favored, you know, in terms of having an opportunity for the job, both as GM and as head coach.
Yeah, well said. And that's Straight Talk, by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Now, it's funny that you bring up those two young coaches, because I don't know if you heard what Dean Pease said, you know, longtime great assistant in the league. He talks about these new head coaches and this generation, right, feeling entitled. He says they are spoiled. They don't know how to talk to people. And they think that, you know, they go from – they don't pay their dues. So we talk about everybody's trying to find the next Mike Tomlin. And before that, it was Bill Cowher, who was one of the youngest coaches of all time. John Madden, you know, at one time was one of these guys. But what is it with these new coaches not being able to communicate? And you talk about all the analytics. We watch Staley kind of like basically lose the game because he's relying on analytics and not gut. You know, so should we maybe take a pause on just trying to find the next Sean McVay and these guys, and maybe give some guys some retreads, some opportunities to come back? Because I feel like, you know, we're seeing a different brand of coaches as well. As society has changed, so has the coaching staffs, and guys don't have to pay their dues anymore. They kind of skyrocket out of nowhere and become like these self-proclaimed gurus, and these owners are falling for it.
Yeah, I think you've got, but like, you know, at the same time, like, you, I do think, like, you know, I mean, look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati worked with a young coach. You know, it worked with, you know, it's worked with McVay. You know, I mean, they won a Super Bowl, but like, they've been really good, you know, with him. It's worked. So it's not to, you know, LaFleur. Like, it's, so I do think, like, it has worked with younger coaches. I still go back to, I really think it's about this, whether it's, you know, to your point, Bart, like, whether it's analytics or, you know, just personal, like standing up in front of the room and how you interact. I just think the guy has got to be himself. Like, he can't try to be somebody that he once coached for. And so I do think, like, guys that have been coaching for a long time, like, they're not just trying to copy the one coach that they've ever been around. Like, they're not doing that. Like, Andy Reid, look, Andy Reid has never changed, you know, in terms of from the time he was a tight ends coach to the coach in Philadelphia to Kansas City, he's been the same way. You know, he's kind of had this relaxed, confident nature about how he dealt with people. Look, you could say the same thing, Rex. I'm sure you'd vouch for this, or Bart, you'd vouch for this about Rex. Like, look, Rex didn't change. Like, Rex was himself, you know, and I think that, like, you guys responded to that because, like, he was who, like, you thought he would be. And I just think it's important for guys to do that. And again, that spans, you know, not just your interaction with the players, but I think that that's important for your interaction with your coaching staff. Because as soon as you have your assistant coaches that don't believe in you or feel like, you know, you've got ulterior motives, like, you can't do it by yourself. You need your assistants. So I'll give you, you know, the thing you described, a part about putting in your dues.
Yeah,
would be Arthur Smith. That's putting in your dues.
And that's, again, that's what you're seeing, some of those names that are coming up certainly as well. Tim, we're going to leave it right there. I'm sure we'll get to talk to you about this more as this search goes forward. Thanks so much for your time and the insight as well.
See you guys.
All right, Tim Hasselbeck again on the Goodyear Hotline. So, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Tim Hasbeck said this is a premier job because it's the Giants. Where do you think it ranks now among the jobs that are open? We'll discuss it with you. And also, coming up, Jerry Jones, already with his Cowboys, win or bust. But you'll be surprised what Bart Scott thinks of the Cowboys heading into the playoffs. We'll discuss that next after I tell you that now is the time to reset the clock. So, if you don't yet have life insurance, listen up, because just a couple minutes out of your day can make a big difference for you and the ones you love. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. So check this out. SelectQuote has found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's right, $19 a month. Seriously. That's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes at SelectQuote are free and take only minutes. So do me a favor. Take a couple of minutes and get your free quote. Call 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings on SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors, and not available in all states.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So the Giants have cleaned house officially now, with now the coach being out along with the general manager. And the owner, or one of the owners of the team, John Mara, that his family has owned the team since the beginning of the franchise, he is speaking at 1:15 p.m. Eastern, and we will try to get as close to live with that as we possibly can. You won't miss a thing of what he has to say, because here's a franchise that has been in disarray now pretty much the last 6 years, and they had made the playoffs, and that was also, even that experience in Green Bay. Remember, that was all banana boat, and that was basically the beginning of the end for Tom Coughlin.
How crazy is it? Their best coach in the last 6 years, Ben McAdoo.
Oh, out of the three that replaced Tom Coughlin?
Let that marinate.
Let it marinate. How about
y'all praying for Ben McAdoo?
Wait, you wanted something? Yeah,
Ben McAdoo in 1 year got more wins than Joe Judge in two.
He made the playoffs. But if you really though, all right, Joe Judge, think about this, was 10-23. Which sounds awful, right? Lost six in a row, double digits, and yet he was better than Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur was 9-23. At least Judge got 10 wins. So
yeah, but at least, like,
Bad it's been.
But look at the talent that Joe Judge had. They spent the money. They didn't spend the money. Yeah. You know,
no, that's where you go. Well, that's why I'm saying this. Why this is? It's all inclusive, because it started with a decision in a quarterback draft in 2018 to go with Saquon Barkley. It started with that. At number two, to go with a running back. At number two. That's where it started. Touched by the hand of God.
Yeah, man.
All right? And then in the following year.
He got two coaches.
Right. And the following year, then you go get Daniel Jones, who a lot of people felt that's very high to pick him, because you didn't have the opportunity to get Justin Herbert there. Then Justin Herbert, who you were in full bloom love when you were scouting him, comes out. Nope.
It's hard to admit your mistakes. And with Daniel Jones there right there, not knowing what he was, it was hard to say, you know what, Herbert. That's why I applaud.
You just take two and you have him compete. You didn't know what you had.
That's why I applaud what the Cardinals did. It took a lot of
guts.
Well,
they hired the coach, and the coach said, that's my guy who runs my system. And then they said, well, we move on. And right,
it took a lot
absolutely
of
right.
Took
you didn't know what you had in Josh Rosen, so you move on. And anyways, that's already spilled milk. They've got to go forward as a franchise. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, Bart, are in the playoffs. They dominated that division. But they're in the playoffs, and the expectations are always high because it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
But when it's Jerry Jones talking about the Dallas Cowboys, the expectations are you got to get it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is from 105.3 The Fan, Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, talking about, is it title or bust?
How do you define success once you make the play? Is it title or bust for you?
Oh, unquestionably. There's no in-between. A lot of that has got to do with availability of your players at that time. We're in good shape. We're in real good shape right now. And so you know, we should be excited and be planning on it.
Well, okay. Title or bust, yes. I mean, that should be everybody's attitude, right? Once you're in, okay, let's try to win this thing. Nobody's going to be happy if you just get to the, you know, divisional round or any of that stuff, right? You want to get all the way. That's what you want.
Yeah.
But
and to Jerry's point,
hearing him say this, how does it make you react?
I mean, I think it puts two people on notice.
Who?
Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Mike McCarthy.
Correct.
Those are the guys that got that heat on because they got the mandate.
Yep.
And it's different, right? The Baltimore Ravens, you know, had Super Bowl aspirations and they thought that this was the year.
They were at 8-3.
But they couldn't stay healthy, right? So then you say, okay, when Jerry Jones says we're healthy, there's no reason. We got outside of Gallup, we got Lawrence back. Tyron Smith is back. We got Randy Gregory back. We're healthier than most teams in the NFL as far as from losing superstars. They didn't lose the superstars. They still got Dak. They still got Elliott. They still got Cooper. Mm-hmm. They still got Judy. mean, Lamb.
No, CeeDee Lamb. You were right the first time.
They still got CeeDee Lamb. Right. So they have no excuses built in. All these other people have lost major superstars.
Yeah, Tampa's lost a couple of guys that we're going to wonder if they can really
major
be
major contributors.
Yep.
The only contributor they lost is Gallup. So if you can't win now, when can you ever win?
So can they win?
I don't know. They have – see, because also they have the most pressure just to get out of the box. And they got a tough matchup. Not saying that they can't beat San Francisco, but this is a team that got in. They had to win to get in, so they've been in playoff mode. They can run the football very well. And the matchups, like I said, that I'm so excited to see is can Michael Parsons be as disruptive in this game as he's been in most games that he's played in? Because, okay, oh, we got Michael Parsons. We're going to drop him to the edge. We've seen him destroy everybody. He ain't doing that to Trent Williams. We've seen him destroy everybody. If I'm sitting in that room and we're breaking down the people that we have to get blocked, I'm saying, Kittles, can you get the kid? Whatever you need, Mr. Blake, they will not touch you. You know what I'm saying? I can imagine him saying something like, because this dude is one of the greatest blocking tight ends in history. Right now, like, he is the new era Rob Gronkowski, like, with speed.
Send the message on the first block.
Yes. Like, yo. And then this is one of the things. Like, will the kid get discouraged if the game plan is to attack him? Like, it's different ways to attack people. Like, if they put Kittle on him, and then they got Debo coming down and clipping him, and
you know what we should
can
try
he
to do?
Stay can he stay composed?
Let's get Robert Saleh on and ask him, like, how that all could work. Like, because he's got that 49er background, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to go deep into
that
the Jets
game,
weeds
are
with
you
him.
Attaching?
But he's such a defensive minded guy. Like, when you look at this matchup, look at it now from the other side.
Yeah.
And what would you do?
So you're looking at Michael Parsons, right? He's a guy that plays with his hair on fire. Well, sometimes in these games, you can use that against him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Counters, cutbacks, and use his aggressive nature against him. And you put people on him. So what happens is, if you get people to get in his head early, like if a guy like Kittle's hang him up and throw him on the ground, like, yeah, you little sucker, you ain't got it. He going to get him. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And
you
can
get him
he
all
focus?
Fired up.
You got to focus.
Yes.
You got to be with a sense of urgency, but you can't be reckless.
Yeah, I got
you. And can they get this kid to get reckless, and can they make him pay the price physically? Because I tell you what, man, like – Randy Gregory going to be asking DeMarcus Lawrence, hey, man, you want to come over to this left side? Because this Trent Williams dude is some, like, yo, there's some next level stuff
right
there's
here. There's a lot of work, right. Yeah. No, that's one of the best of the weekend. That game is certainly one of the best of the weekend. All right, we'll get you your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. So coming up, could Aaron Rodgers ride off into the sunset with a Super Bowl win? We'll discuss after Bart tells us about some Vivid Seats.
Oh, yeah, man. I wish I can get some playoff tickets. Vivid Seats. With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right. Every alley-oop, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. With Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect the stamps, redeem, and repeat is that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So go grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Back, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So the Giants move on from Joe Judge, and that opens up yet another coaching vacancy to fill this offseason. And as I mentioned, Shefty had that amazing stat. Every year since the beginning of the century, so it's an average of 6.8 coaching jobs open in the NFL. Out of 32 teams. I mean, it's incredible. And here we are again. We're at 7, so it's right on the average. And if you think about it, one of them might already be filled, which is the Raiders, because Bisaccia still has the job, and he's in the playoffs right now. So we'll see what they end up doing. But technically, we're calling it an opening because they did fire John Gruden, and he's an interim coach. So until he's given the head coaching label, we consider that job open. So with that in mind, 7 jobs, Bart Scott. You've got Chicago, Denver, Jacksonville, Vegas, Miami, Minnesota, and the Giants. Who has the best job open? We'll go just head coach. Which of these? What would you put as number one? This is the best job.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Denver.
I'm going with Denver.
Why?
Denver has great young talent that has not have to be paid yet. They have a tremendous defense.
Yep. It's a very good defense.
They have three great corners.
You could argue they almost underachieved this year in some way.
Yeah, they did. Right? But it's because they couldn't overcome some of Teddy Two Gloves' shortcomings and, you know.
They went to Drew Lock at one point.
Drew Lock, yeah, Drew Lock. But they have some great wins, and they still was right there on the door. I think they finished above
five. No, they were right there, yeah. Certainly, right there.
So, and also, last year we knew for a fact that that was the preferred destination of Aaron Rodgers. Well,
we didn't know for a fact that was the rumor that,
well,
that it
Deshaun
was.
Well, Deshaun Watson, it was a fact.
That Deshaun Watson, yes.
Was
that
a
was
fact.
One, yeah.
So you look at the fact that, listen.
So you're looking at it as the potential of adding a quality quarterback, whether it's Watson, once all that stuff.
Or I'm sure Russell Wilson is going to have them on their list if he wants to leave as well.
So that's why you're putting it there. Okay, so then who would be number two? Do you have – see, I think Minnesota. Because they've got everything there. They're ready-made playoff talent.
Durashaw.
They're another team that they were in every game they just couldn't finish.
I love Durashaw. He was the left tackle that they brought in. Yep. He was hurt. Had to have the guy came back late. They have Thielen and they have Jefferson.
Yeah,
they don't have any corners, man. Their secondary is beaten up, and that defense. That defense is starting to get really, really old. And it's guys that they have to figure out if they're going to keep them around. Anthony Barr never lived up to his potential. We thought, when he shunned the Jets, he did us a favor, right? So
you don't like them second. Who would you put second then? Miami?
Yeah, Miami.
Miami,
like Miami. Because Miami, they may not have like the great offensive line. They got a quarterback that may be suspect. Yeah. But look at, they're 9-8. And they they have two first round draft picks.
They're hard to figure out.
They have plenty of money because they haven't paid the quarterback. Mm. So they can go out in short order, draft a lineman, bring in a lineman. And shore up that offensive line. Okay. But they have weapons on the outside, too. I mean, Waddle, people were talking about Jamar Chase. Waddle was right there with him. He's 1,000 yards,
good.
Too. Yeah.
Bears?
Yeah. Yeah, the Bears.
The defense even though it's getting older.
They're getting older. You have to make it. I'm trying to move Khalil Mack. I'm trying to move Khalil Mack. He's been sitting there, and you ain't won nothing with him.
Like you said when he traded him the first time. He's ahead of where they are right now as a franchise. All right, well, Bart says Denver is the best job. What do you say? At Bart and Han, we're back in 10 seconds. So Greeny had this theory on his show. I don't know if you heard it. He had a theory that John Mara went to bed last night convinced, keep my coach. We don't want to just keep firing everybody. We want to have some stability here. But boy, Aaron Rodgers might leave Green Bay. And I've got two top 10 picks. I mean, I could do whatever. I can get him here. So we got to maintain our stability and just be this franchise that we know we are as, a heritage franchise. I love that phrase, by the way.
Heritage.
And he feels like, visions of Aaron Rodgers in Big Blue, in New York, in the big market, leaving Green Bay, right? All that stuff. So, we're good. We have our coach. We'll just bring in a GM and everything's going to be fine. Then he woke up and realized, and it's not even last night, two nights ago. And then he woke up yesterday and went to work, got in the office. They're just trying to get ready now. They're going to have meetings and stuff. And someone came into his office and says, hold on a second. You've got to hear this. This is Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show. And, he had some very interesting things to say about the Giants. Now, as I'm looking at the page, I'm seeing that this is him on retirement. I do hope we have him talking about the other thing. I just want to make sure we do. Yes, we do. All right. That's the one I want. This one right here.
Nobody wants to be a part of, kneeling the out to take a tie. I would lose my mind. You know what would make me lose my mind almost as much as that? 3rd and 9 on the -5.
Oh.
Let's go in goal line personnel and run a QB sneak.
Yeah, you would call time out there. We'd audible. Hey,
call that one in, Matt, and let's see what happens.
Is it a laugh?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Fourth quarter,
unbelievable. The breakdown that
Orlovsky
had on that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, Dano did like talk about how this is they're just setting up like this, but they're probably going to do something where he breaks over here and he does something. They're not just going to run it up the middle, right? Oh no, they did. Like Dan's whole breakdown was great, but when you hear Aaron Rodgers mock your franchise the way he just did there, and everybody laughing, like that's got to make you freeze. Like, whoa, now the best player in the game is like calling us out.
After you got the brakes beat off of you by the team that you call the clown show.
Yeah, there's that part too.
So you call them a clown show and you're doing a clown play.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. And they coming in here and smacking you in the mouth and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Yep.
And you're supposed to be the clown. You know, they supposed to be the clowns. You look like the clown. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you could have did a quarterback sneak and spread everybody out, but you had a wing tee. Saquon Barkley, I know Saquon was like, "What you want me to do? What push the
like
pile?
Flying V from Mighty Ducks?
Right?
What so, was that?
I thought the fumble Rooski was about to come out or something like that. And like so, like he made him a joke, and that's why I say I think he was trying to get fired because you don't call a play like that, like because you know the coordinator wasn't about to call that, so he told the coordinator, "Hey, Freddie, call the victory formation." Like, this dude's trolling us. Like, it's time for him to go because now he's embarrassing us.
We want you to be part of the Barton Hahn Show. We want you to be part of Dr. Pepper. Call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, because what we're going to do here coming up is going to open it up to you. We want to talk to you because a lot of people say, when are you going to talk about Buffalo and our matchup with the Patriots? And when are you going to talk about the
New
Bengals?
New York's number one
and all
team.
That stuff? Hey, right.
So are we claiming them?
Yeah.
You know how bad it is? We got to claim Buffalo.
It's your opportunity now to talk about your team in the postseason and your team searching for a coach. Whatever it is, the phone lines open now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.